Hi, this is Farah Hürtözü from Jerry Pippin Radio Show, and right now we are at the second annual X Conference, Maryland, Gettysburg, Hilton Hotel. Today my guest is Stephen Bassett. He's the host and the star of this wonderful event. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Farah. Very nice to be with you.
We are very excited being here, and this event is prepared by him, and this is very important for ufology and for our future projects about exopolitics. But first of all, I want to ask you, what is exopolitics?
Exopolitics is the term that is emerging to describe the interaction, the full range of social, political, and even religious interaction with the extraterrestrial related phenomena and with extraterrestrials themselves as that unfolds. In other words, exopolitics refers to the past, it refers to the present and the future. It refers to the engagement of the issue by the government as well, and the engagement of the government with the people on the issue and how that's gone. Everything essentially relating to extraterrestrial phenomena and extraterrestrial presence engaging the planet that is not just pure science is exopolitics, because we're talking about species to another species engagement here. I mean, this is a diplomacy of the highest level. But then you have the problem of dealing with the process in which the world learns of it, the world acknowledges it to itself. That's also a political process, and we call that exopolitics as well. And after it's been acknowledged by the governments that these entities are here, exopolitics will cover a great deal of what happens then in within all governments and the people's reaction to it. So it's a pretty broad term, and once it's eventually studied in schools, there will be it will be like a psychology department, the exopolitics department, and there will be many courses underneath that as it parses out some of the areas. So it's a developing term. It's not formal. It's not in the dictionary yet. It's not in the encyclopedia. It was really founded in this genre by Alfred Weber, who's a speaker at the X Conference this weekend. He wrote a book of that title, and is continuing to expand on that. So we're seeing literally the creation of a new word and a new genre of understanding right now.
And this year is the second annual X Conference. You started to this event last year. It was the first time. Mm-hmm. After the first one until the second one, what changed? What happened between two conferences?
Well, there's a lot going on politically in the United States and foreign policy-wise. There was been a great deal of action pertaining to the Iraq War, pertaining to the new administration, controversies within the parties and elections, things like that. Fairly intense period in that regard. Our issues always tend to take a back seat to other intense things going on. It has a back seat assigned to it to begin with, but it doesn't help when you have a war going on. And directly affecting the field, there have been a couple of things which are notable. One is recent, the Peter Jennings reporting UFOs, seeing is believing, was a first time in quite a while that ABC and ABC News had ventured into the subject matter with a two-hour, and fairly high-rated. They doubled their ratings on that slot. Peter Jennings was directly involved. It was his company, PJ Productions, so they put their anchor and him and their ABC News name out there to produce a documentary that had flaws, but clearly raised some very powerful points and would incite most people, the average person and even professionals, that something's really going on here and we should look into it further. So that was kind of significant. There have been an increase in sightings in Canada and other countries. There's been some interesting developments in Mexico. But it hasn't been as intense a year as we would like by any means, and probably will not be until things in Iraq settle down a little bit more. When those kinds of periods are going on, people like myself and others, we are marshaling our resources. We're developing projects and so forth, so that when things get heated up, we'll be ready, and that could happen at any moment. We live in a time very similar to what Soviet people were living in the 80s, primarily, in which there was probably, within the Soviet Union, a very powerful sense that no one could certainly prove, even if they had access, right, they probably couldn't prove, but that disclosure could happen at any moment, just as the Soviet people during that period felt that the collapse of the Soviet Union could happen perhaps at any moment. It's very similar, and when it does happen, it'll be very quick. It could happen at any time. So that's kind of an interesting state to be in, but I'm happy with it. It means that very shortly we're going to resolve this issue.
And you are the leader of this event. You are the host of this event, and I'm sure this is a big responsibility. How do you feel?
Well, I'm very tired. Much more tired than I need to be. You see, the problem is that the issue got well established, kind of ghettoized by the American government to manage it for a long time, and it became niched. And so a cottage industry grew up in which some money could be raised by marketing this book or that video or whatever, and researchers would work off of their pensions and what have you. The political process is expensive. I mean, the last election cost, $750 million? So you want to push an issue, you want to push the state, influence Congress or whatever, you have to have money. We don't have it. We don't have the money. So we try to put on high-level conferences with virtually no backing. You self-publish the books. You have to make do. And the toll then, the price, the adjustment comes physically. You don't have the support, you don't have staff, you don't have money, you get incredibly worn down. I see it all the time. But it's the nature of activism. I mean, when you confront the government in areas where there's disagreement like that, particularly profound disagreement, then you're going to have a rough time. Because government's got, you know, the power to tax, and you got nada. All you got is the fact that they can tax you. So you're on the wrong end of that equation. The effect is that you really have to work twice as hard to get the same thing done, and it wears you down. So this second conference is very tough. Particularly the ramp up to it, the production, and so forth. The fact that it went well is helpful, but it could be done much easier and much more effectively if we had proper funding. So we're going to continue to approach Americans of substantial income and wealth who can back any number of issues and do often. But this one, they've got to back. They've got to get behind it. They got to shake off the propaganda of the government, shake off any sense of embarrassment they may have. This issue's real, and millions of people are following it. And if they get behind it, they're going to have a really powerful impact, as opposed to perhaps dropping another few dollars into something that's already been funded to the tens of millions. Modest of sums of money, you know, $500,000, $1 million, could drastically change the politics of disclosure and the exopolitical process. These people would then be pioneers in the evolution of this new understanding.
You are a pioneer too.
Yeah. I just traveling in a much less tricked out, you know, Conestoga. Every political movement ever that succeeded had substantial backing from financially secure citizens. That includes the anti-war movements, includes the women's rights movement, includes the civil rights movement. But even with it, it's tough, and you get beat up pretty good.
And how is the reaction or interest of the media to second annual X conference?
We had more press passes out, 70 this time. That's a lot. Most of it alternative, but some mainstream press were here, one news service at least, and that's good. The alternative press has its place, and it's increasing in, I think, influence.
And tomorrow will be a press conference.
Yes, we're going to hold use the conference as an excuse, you might say, to promote a press conference at the National Press Club by Paradigm Research Group (PRG), and. We're going to announced some things down there, some things that happened at the X conference, and as well as some other things. And I'm going to use the opportunity to try to stir up the pot here in Washington itself on this subject matter by naming some names.
We are talking about the extraterrestrial influence over our planet and the future effects of this cultural, this society. Do you need to see to believe?
No, I've never seen a UFO or an extraterrestrial. Never seen a quark either, or a string. There's a whole list of things. I've never, I think I've seen some cells under a slide. You'd be surprised how much every human being goes through the day wholly dependent upon understandings they have about things which they've never seen. We have this huge financial banking system now where we send in electronic stuff to webs run by webmasters we've never seen, managed by people we've never seen, and we trust it all to work so that we have fine banking capabilities. So the idea that you have to see something to believe is, of course, ridiculous. But that's part of the ghetto process. You make the demands for proof and other contributions so ridiculously high that no one can meet them, and then you denigrate them for not being able to meet the demands. It's all catch-22. It's a big, giant catch-22. So the way to stop that is you just don't play the game. Right? You just don't play the game. And my intention is to continue to move forward on this, and people will get the message, and they will say, look, we have to make that change here, and they'll put the resources behind it. And there's a lot we can do, a tremendous amount.
In this conference, top researchers from many countries, international and national, showed important documents. And also, all over the world, millions of people are having extraterrestrial experiences. And they are always ready to share these experiences with the rest of the humanity. Don't you feel that you are a bridge between the people who had experiences and the rest of the world?
Well, I believe that someone who is having direct contact with extraterrestrial beings in an environment in which their government denies that the beings exist is in a dilemma. And generally, people go in the closet at that moment. They put on an angora sweater and they go in the closet. And they stay there as long as necessary to remain comfortable. Sometimes it gets confusing, and someone will go, you don't know if they're in the closet or out of the closet, and what puts them there. So it's kind of tricky, but this sense of going in the closet, it's a common problem that states have. They isolate people and they isolate individuals, and they force them just to hang out in the ghetto. It's not good. So we need to break out of that. And the X conference is designed to try to do that. It's an activist tool of Paradigm Research Group, along with this Political Action Committee, XPAC, as I say, is one of the tools. X conference is one of the tools. And lobbying, right, when appropriate, particularly the media, is one of the tools. To normalize the issue, to make it and treat it like any other issue of substantial importance. I think importance is transcendent, but let's just say it's substantial. There are many substantial issues out there, and they are handled certain ways. This one should be handled the same way. That's normalization, and that's what we try to do.
Do you have any other message to Jerry Pippen Radio Show listeners?
Well, there are sightings around the world. No nation is exempt. While the first world countries have generally deferred to the United States on this issue, it's not guaranteed, and it's possible another country will supersede us. France, I know, would kind of like to. France would be a whole new ball game if they were to get out in front of this issue. So the international awareness level is going just fine. So I would invite people to continue to examine it, not be too shy about sharing it, and if they get the opportunity, put the pressure on the United States to end the embargo so that everyone can play. Everyone gets to access to the technology, hopefully, everyone gets access to the information that will allow them to redefine and explain their histories more accurately. There's a lot of benefits that can come from this disclosure process. So I would couch it that way. Be aware and be prepared to deal with extraordinary times. The usual other things apply. You form organizations, you form publications dealing with these issues and what have you, and that's fine. People do that. But mostly just pay attention.
What other projects do you have for the future personally?
The first major decision for Paradigm Research Group is what to do about Third X Conference, and that is going to be a function of the funding issue. If I can continue to find some exceptional funding, or if I can find the kind of money that would allow the conference to be financially successful, regardless of what goes down, then we'll move to have a Third X Conference. Beyond that, I really can't say, because right now I'm in transition. There's just so much sacrifice has been made. Sometimes you have to step back and you've got to regroup, and I think I'm approaching that point. But the X Conference would be nice to have a third year, because each year you have it, you establish better credentials, and you have increased number of people that know about the conference and might come in the future. The audience must be expanded. You have the level of interest is growing, and the people that are pursuing it with some aggression are growing, but still not at the level necessary to support what we're trying to do. We're trying to have meetings of substantial size, conventions of a substantial size. We're trying to have this and that. So what I would recommend is that every effort be made to build this audience, to build the audience of people that will in fact come to these kinds of conferences to learn of this information. Without that participation, which at least commensurate with the interest in the worldwide on this issue, these conferences simply can't make it, and then that you lose a lot. You lose a lot of collegial contact that takes place. You lose a lot of interaction that takes place between researchers and the people. These things matter, and until we have that, we have a problem, and we'll see how that plays out.
The third one will be on the same place.
Don't know.
Not necessarily in Washington D.C. area.
It's up in the air. I mean, my preference is to stay where we are, stay at the Hilton Gaithersburg, and continue to refine and improve the conference to get to be both financially and procedurally successful. But who knows? It's a difficult market here. It may be necessary to move. And that raises new questions and new problems, but we'll see.
X Conference is a very important step for exopolitics, and this is a very successful event. We are waiting for the third, fourth, fifth ones. And I know that you are always going to be the hero, the star of this conference. And thank you very much for this interview.